The future of the National Butterfly Center in Mission, Texas has been uncertain ever since President Trump took office. The 100-acre butterfly refuge is in the path of a planned border wall along the Rio Grande. Recently, Congress voted to protect it, along with other natural and historical areas also in the path of that wall. But as TPR's Reynaldo Leaños Jr. reports, local leaders worry Trump's emergency declaration could override those protections.
For 16 years, the National Butterfly Center has been home to more than 200 species of butterflies, birds, and native border vegetation. Mariana Trevino Wright is the executive director of the center. She takes me inside to show me her office, where she used to spend time planning educational activities for visitors from around the country, but now she spends most of her time here plotting next steps in the Butterfly Center's fight against a border wall.
Well, we filed suit against the federal government in December of 2017.
Trevino Wright says their lawsuit didn't go anywhere.
Meanwhile, funding was appropriated, laws were waived, construction contracts were awarded, and on Super Bowl Sunday, the heavy equipment began rolling in. They are currently destroying the habitat, clearing the enforcement zone on the federal land west of us.
So, she filed a motion for a temporary restraining order and preliminary injunction to prevent the government from entering their property.
Why would we sit and wait for our suit to be heard sometime after the border wall is built?
President Trump's proposed border wall would potentially cut through the center's property, leaving about 70% of the refuge behind the barrier.
All terrestrial life trapped between the river and the wall will be condemned to death in the event of a flood. All of the animals that rely on the diurnal rhythms, night and day, sun up and sun down to regulate their rhythms, will be disrupted by the all-night bright lighting. That includes plants.
Trevino Wright says she felt a brief sense of relief when she heard Congress was considering protections for the Butterfly Center.
We had a sense of hope that we might be spared from the border wall by the language in the 2019 Homeland Security Appropriations Bill.
But that hope was short-lived.
It prohibited 2018 and 2019 funds for being used for this, but not 2020 funds. It wasn't a permanent or perpetual exemption.
Trevino Wright is concerned that any money President Trump gets through his declaration of a national emergency could be used to override the 2019 protections. Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar's district includes the Butterfly Center. He says it was tough for him to secure those protections.
This was like the last thing that got added to the bill. The way the White House and some of my Republican colleagues were saying, Congressman Henry Cuellar is trying to tie the president's hand. He's put in all those restrictions.
Congressman Cuellar says promising full immunity to Trump's border wall is not a reality because Trump is so obsessed with ensuring it is built.
If they want a 100% guarantee, nobody's going to give them a 100% guarantee. Absolutely not.
Congressman Cuellar, who has faced protests from local constituents for even working on a wall compromise, says he promises to continue fighting to protect those areas.
The appropriation is good for 1 year, but every year I intend to put this language in and try to make it stronger also.
Back at the National Butterfly Center, Trevino Wright says in recent months, she's already seen an increase in local, state, and federal law enforcement in the area.
We used to joke that we lived in the DMZ of the United States, but it is no longer a demilitarized zone. It is a fully militarized zone.
But, you know, every day we have helicopters flying over us. It does disrupt some of the peacefulness of what we're trying to have here for people to enjoy nature.
Luciano Guerra has lived in the Valley his entire life and is a Republican. He says he never thought President Trump would deliver on his promise of a border wall, nor did he foresee the wall cutting through a place he loved so much.
And then I figured also once he got into office, he would find out that the Republicans, the Congress, and Senate would not let him do all these kind of crazy things he was talking about.
Guerra says he voted for Trump, but regrets it. He's now made it his mission to make things right and combat the construction in any way he can for the sake of his kids and grandkids.
And I want to at least be able to say, look, I did what I could to fight the border wall, to fight Trump on this. Whether we win or not, whether the wall goes up or not, I know that at least I'm doing what I can.
Trump's emergency declaration is being challenged by 16 states, including California, New York, and New Mexico. The Butterfly Center says they might file a lawsuit of their own. For now, places like the National Butterfly Center remain in limbo. And Guerra says he fears the day when people here will say, "Remember this place before the wall." In Mission, I'm Reynaldo Leaños Jr.